humanity. And we've been talking about last week's program, and I'm going to name one more example of person. Mr. Bork does not understand that word and how it's being used in our legal system, in our government. So all the laws are statutes. So in Ohio, the statutory definition 1.59 of person is as follows, quote, person, unquote, includes an individual, a corporation, a business trust, an estate, a trust, a partnership, and an association. The words man and woman do not appear in any of the definitions I've cited. None of these legal entities are alive or even real. They are not substance like we are. They are form. It's important that people understand the distinction between substance and form. Substance is real. Essentially, they are all artificially constructed legal entities. Somebody sat down and wrote a bunch of rules, and this is what a trust is. Other people sat down and wrote a bunch of rules. This is what a partnership is. A bunch of other lawyers sat down and wrote some rules and said, this is what a corporation is. They're just rules of constructs created by attorneys. So it is very important that I hope somebody can reach L.B. Bork to get him to understand that there is very much this whole concept of personage is at the bottom of this entrapment that we're being exposed to on a daily basis. Okay, I have a caller. Let's take the first caller. Ken, is that Richard from Alabama?
Yeah. Oh.
Hi, Richard.
The situation we're in is kind of like what we call the Weimar problem. The Weimar problem came in a sudden rush in 1919 when the Allies forced a new form of government on Germany, an equity system, a debt collection system. Everything was about debt collection, and there was no way to avoid the debt collection venue. And it was a perfect system, and it held up and kept the people under cruel bondage for about 15 years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And finally, Adolf Hitler broke it, and it took a lot of force to break the system. He had to throw all of the Masons and all the Jews out of the court system. He had to break the Bar Association. He had to send them all packing, and he had to put his own judges in every court. And he had to provide mercy for all debt collection. And it was pretty rough. And he he didn't win an election. He had caucuses where all of his supporters would get together and they would have a caucus and organize themselves to do something. And then they would go out with baseball bats, and they would enforce what it was they needed to do.
Well, I know that there someone said on. I do listen to Deanna Spengola's show when I have an opportunity, and she's had a lot of this on her show. And I can't remember which guest she had on who said that in 1933, when they were bankrupting a lot of countries, it wasn't just the United States. The Great Depression and the money monsters. Bankrupted a lot of countries and brought this system in that Hitler refused to go into this system, absolutely said no.
No, he was already in it.
Well,
he got it out of the system.
Right.
The system was imposed by force at the end of World War I. Germany was militarily occupied.
Right, right.
And they were able to, the Allies enforced this new government on them, the new court system, and they suffered on it, under it until 1933. And then along came Hitler, and he broke the system.
He did. And for people who, we have two other callers, it's a little bit off topic, but you're absolutely right. And I'm happy to that you brought that up, because many of Deanna Spengola's guests and her show covers so much of what happened and the fake history that we've been given about World War One and World War Two. Thank you, Richard.
Okay.
I appreciate that, because that's important. The money monsters were behind. And Michael Rivera did a wonderful piece called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and he was absolutely right. And if you don't get a chance, you haven't heard that yet, Google it or do a search. You'll find it. It was a great thing that he did. Put it together in a very comprehensive way.
Mm.
Okay, we have another caller. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Richard? I guess Richard's gone. Okay. Fred from Iowa. Good evening, Fred.
Y'all, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
This is going to be pretty controversial. Are you up to it?
I can't say. I don't know where you're taking this.
Okay. To begin with, I coined the word the parrot caller. So this may sound, to begin with, like a parrot caller, but it's sincere, it's from my heart, I'm saying it, and I mean it. I hold you in high regard, high esteem. I am not and do not question your integrity or your honesty. Have we got that straight?
Now comes the but, right?
Yeah. Nobody gets to the bottom line. Okay, in my case, I'm 80 years old. I'm not so articulate, and my short-term memory is attenuating. So it'd be difficult for me to have my own show. But I've learned, and I have to talk in sound bites, because I am never given much time, with the exception of a couple of host programs. On RBN, we have a variety of shows and hosts and opinions. Okay. Most of these hosts and these shows are factual, and what they're saying for the most part is truthful. But we're not gaining a damn thing, because they never get to the bottom line. Now, I'm not going to give what I believe is the bottom line, because it's so controversial, you'll probably start talking and cut me off. I don't think you will, exactly. But when you go into that area, then the host starts talking, jabbering like a magpie, and breaks up your train of thought and everything. And it's a dangerous area to go into, very dangerous. So I can't fault hosts and shows for not going there, because it means their life, or at least their livelihood, and the loss of their show. And I have seen it happen. Tomorrow I'll be calling into RBN for 3 years. Now, on the narcissist show, which I don't hold in high regard, I must admit, on the 1st of February, hour 3, the last 30 minutes, the guest he had on is what I have been trying to get out for 3 years. And I don't hold his host exactly as the greatest, but the guest he had on there was spot on, and it's what I have been trying to get out for 3 years, and they will not, meaning most shows on RBN won't go there. Now, I
What is it that you're saying they won't talk about?
I'm going to put it this way. All roads lead to Rome. You can talk about the Jews and the Masons and the Illuminati, and that's all a fact. But we never get to the bottom line. Now, some people, some hosts, give it lip service because in most cases they think they're obligated to make it appear that they are covering all bases and not being prejudiced. But when you go into Rome, you are on a taboo situation.
Okay, you know what? It's not taboo, Fred. Many of us have looked at the... I'm presuming that you're talking about the distinction of the Vatican being behind all of this.
And
that's not, they're not cutting you off because they're afraid to go there. Deanna Spengola and even John Stoutmiller and many of us have looked at this for years, including Michael Collins Piper. He had a show on it and they went into this at length. And the evidence that came out supports again and again and again that the Catholic Church, which at one time opposed usury, was taken over from the inside. And
that
it was taken over by those who promote usury.
That is a lie.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think we agree with you. It's not that we're afraid to let the word out. It's not that we're afraid to talk about it.
The evidence that we've looked at is saying the opposite. The other guy, and his name escapes me right now. In other words, he was in opposition to Michael Collins Piper. You never hear about him anymore. He's not on RBN anymore. It got stopped. It got stopped cold, as it is stopped every day.
I got your point, but I don't agree with you. We're not stopping it because we're afraid to talk about it. We're stopping it because all the arrows are pointing in another direction. The Catholic Church was taken over by the usurers, those who make their living through usury. It was not the Catholic Church who took over the usurers. They used to oppose them until they were taken down from the inside. But I appreciate the compliments, and I think it's just an agreement of thought here, Fred. So we have another caller. I'm going to kind of bring it to a close because that wasn't the topic of tonight, but I appreciate you wanting to share your observations. Okay?
Okay. Do you know who Lysander Spooner was?
Yes.
He was the father of the 3-cent stamp law.
Okay. Fred? We're going to take another caller because this is kind of off topic. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Ken, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
yes. Yeah, yeah. Good evening, Ken. And I do know who Lysander Spooner was. What a guy.
Okay. Well, you know who Lysander Spooner was? He was the father of the 3-cent stamp law. The post office kept raising their rates. He said, well, I can do it for half price. And they said, no, you can't. And sued him and stopped him. But Congress says the law is going to be a 3-cent stamp law, and it's still in effect today. People need to use a 3-cent stamp law. Google it on the internet. And also, another thing you need to use is a coinage act. Who was that for? It was for you and I. And maybe the 14th Amendment was for you and I. I'm going to start studying the 14th Amendment and see what the guy's talking about.
Well, you can, but that's old news. Old news.
Everything changed.
I have to say, when people do that, I love the way Judge Dale put it, and you can read Judge Dale's information. It's on my website on the homepage. If you scroll down, you'll see there's a free link to The Great American Adventure. And Judge Dale did it, in my opinion, absolutely accurately. He said mixed it up together. The 14th Amendment, the Trading with the Enemy Act, and the bankruptcy of 1933. All of those three things got mixed together to create their new money system, which is based on making the people the surety for the fiat currency.
And I'm starting to believe that the Federal Reserve unit dollars that we pass around are from corporation to corporation. You're a corporation, they treat you like a corporation, you go sue somebody, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
And I believe that the dollars we carry in our pocket are to go between two corporations to pay the debts.
Okay.
So they treat you like a corporation, so you can accept that, and you accept that, you know, type thing. Let's say we'll go down and pay your taxes. You take a 10th ounce of gold or a big silver dollar and say, I want to render my taxes paid, and slide it to them. See what happens.
Yeah, they won't take it.
How do you know they won't take it?
Because people have tried it.
Well, I tell you, one time I down paid taxes, I said, give me a receipt that says paid in full. No. We pretend to pay and they pretend to receive.
Yeah, I mean, they won't take it. This whole commercial system is built on that dollar, that fiat currency, and they're not going to take it. In fact, they control the amount of money you have so much that people have tried to take more than $10,000 of their currency out of the country have been stopped.
Hey, another thing is go on YouTube and put in a DC map on dollar. You ever see that?
I don't think so.
Go study it. DC map on dollar on both sides of the dollar bill. It's an overlay of Washington, D.C.
Well, and people miss the fact that the pyramid on the dollar came in under the Roosevelt administration when all this changed. That was the New World Order. That dollar, that pyramid, was then telling us they had just changed the tender and went back the tender, and they were changing the legal system as well.
You know, I'm starting to think I got one of the first birth certificates issued in this country. But also, what's on the back side of your birth certificate?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
I haven't either. Maybe they just don't want you to... Well, I wrote the sheriff of the county where I was born. I said, send me the backside of the birth certificate. Never answered me. What's on the backside? Yeah, nice talking to you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we have another caller. This one is from Texas. Andy, are you there?
Yeah, I am. No, you know, those clips that you were playing with the person, I guess it was from last week. I remember hearing the show. I wasn't sure if it was last week or the week before. But, no, the gentleman seems to be a bit naive. However, he did have some very good intellectual points and well-taken points that most people can serve. But here's the bottom line. None of what these people have done to us corresponds to the Constitution. Therefore, we need a coalition of people to get together and say, hey, you guys have railroaded us all these years, and we're done with it. And I think, you know, we got this little spark from this thing called the Trump phenomenon, and I think we're headed in the right direction. But the point of the matter is that we have been railroaded from the get-go in this country, and how we allowed ourselves to do that is just amazing to me. I'd like to blame it on my parents, but it happened before then. I'd like to blame it on my grandparents, but it happened before then. I'd like to blame it on their parents and so on and so forth, but it happened well before any of this. And now we're just all dealing with this stuff, and there's no actual, we have no real pathway out of this. So and basically what they've done is they've written laws that don't correspond to the Constitution. They manipulated the current laws that were, you know, provided for by the Constitution. And at this particular point, the Constitution is irrelevant. And and so are we.
Okay. Hang in there. We're going to a short break. We'll be back soon.
Patriot. PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality, storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite...
Welcome back. We are talking to Andy from Texas. Andy, you are so right. They've all been duped. We've all been swindled. They've concealed the truth from us. And none of us walked into this knowingly. And none of us were informed of what's going on, which is still what's going on with a lot of the contracts and forms and applications they ask us to sign. We don't realize that we're actually signing some kind of a giving them permission to do what they're doing, some kind of a version of a contract or agreement, when we fill out an application for a dog license. We did a show and talked about that. But we are volunteering because we don't know how this system is rigged against us.
It's the Constitution, but can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. It's all illegal and against the Constitution. But here's what we got going on here. Like your the excerpts that you played in the last hour. This guy's he's running down one trail. I'm running down another trail. My neighbor's running down another trail. And the problem is we can't find the path because all those trails lead to the path, but we just can't get to the path. And if we could all get together and understand how we have been duped, because you have a perspective, I have a perspective, and other radio show, talk show hosts, they have a perspective, but we can't get these people all together. And what really needs to happen, because you have a platform and most of the other talk show hosts have a platform, what would really be good is if y'all could get together and just, you know, come out with the absolute truth and then bleed it out there. Now, I totally trust in your show. I I listen to you religiously. I don't call in all the time. I've called in before. But this is a fantastic show, and I think you could be a role model to the rest of these shows because a lot of them beat around the bush, only touch on a little bit of the stuff that's going on. And I think you are totally right in saying I don't agree with a lot of this guy who was on my show the last week and whatnot, because I didn't agree with a lot of it either. In fact, yeah, I thought he was a little arrogant in some respects as to just discern away from the birth certificate and so on and so forth. We know what these people did to us, and a lot of your listeners and stuff know exactly what these people did to us. And the sad fact is that we weren't there to fight it when it was going on, and so we have to deal with the consequences and whatnot. But if we can just all get on one pathway, and that's the same thing with God. I mean, we all got all these different religions. We don't have God in our life. We don't have one God. And we are united in this world under one God. And if we could ever come to that point, we can get rid of these wars and we can go on to space and try to find other things to do. And that's really all I had to say. I really appreciate your time. You got a great show.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Andy. Well, I know it's hard. It was hard for me before I came across the combo, which was irresistible for me, the combination between what I'd already heard people talking about. Then I read Judge Dale. A lot of us, when we read Judge Dale, we said, whoa, my gosh, he has put this together in a way that almost anybody can understand. You don't have to agree with every word in it, but almost anybody can understand it. I gave it to my husband who read it, and he said, geez, that's interesting. And that's about all he said. But then when I gave him Melvin Stamper's book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, after he'd read Judge Dale, his comment was, they're saying the same things. It's just that Melvin Stamper cites his sources much better and Judge Dale doesn't cite his sources. And that is true. Judge Dale said right in the beginning of the book that he was not going to do that. He felt that that would be dangerous for him. So he did not cite sources. And however, the two of them, when it comes to what's the legal system and the money system and what happened in that bankruptcy, they're very, very close together in their understanding. Reading the two books to me did me a world of good. I did suggest, Andy, I appreciate your recommendation. I did send a suggestion to a lot of people saying if we could all read Melvin Stamper and have a starting point there, even if we don't agree with everything, but at least if we all had the same basic knowledge of one source, maybe we could make progress. But unfortunately, people like L.B. Bork are not willing to do that because they've got a book to sell. There are others out there who have a solution to sell. Pay me $250 and I'll do the paperwork for you. Pay me this much and I'll do the paperwork for you. They're earning money off of this horrible dilemma that the American people are stuck in. And that doesn't make it any easier because they're all going to support their family. They're going to support and not alter their position or their premise. So it is a pickle, no doubt about it, Andy. I totally agree. Okay, we have a caller from another caller, this one from Austin, Texas. Oops. We're going to take a short break and we'll get to Bill in Austin when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin.
Talking to our callers, and we're talking about the fact that one individual who's selling a book by the name of L.B. Bork has a completely different take on our legal system, our government, our money system, than Melvin Stamper and a lot of other people who've been looking at this, all my consultants for Lawfully Yours. None of them agree with Mr. Bork's take or his premise. So we've been kind of trying to air this out and see how this all washes out. Bill from Austin, are you still there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Is this Bill?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, I was waiting on you to finish speaking.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Fine, go ahead.
Yes, I was. One of your earlier callers was speaking of a pathway to exit this system, but there are pathways, but it seems that the bottom line is a lot of people really do not want to exit this system because you were speaking of the licensing that people have.
Right.
Well, there are many people that do want the licensing system because it enables them to have a monopoly on whatever trade or service that they're involved in, such as, a doctor or an engineer, because it excludes other people and it allows them to have a controlled monopoly of amount of people in there. That's just one thing. And there's a myriad of other avenues that people want the benefits that come with that type of system, such as Social Security, and there's a lot of other conveniences that go with it. So when you exit that system, you exit that statutory citizen rather than being an actual nation-state citizen. When you exit that, you lose all your constitutional rights because you have gotten into private contracts, which is above the Constitution. The Constitution does not stop you from entering into a private contract.
Right.
And we have done that many different ways
right.
in our lives. We have signed away, we have entered into this statutory contract as a United States citizen, which is, like you said, it's not substance and form, it's just form.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bill, because you're absolutely right. And this happened to me recently where we were asked to sign some understanding or consent form. And I knew that the consent form that we were asked to sign was part of their commercial corporate system because those who were given the form to us were corporations. So the only way that we know and the people I'm working with know of protecting yourself is with restricting your signatures. If you're going to sign because you need your license, sign without prejudice. Okay, there is no other way to bring in the reality that you're a living man if you don't put a mark on that agreement, form, application, or contract indicating that there is something else going on. Because that contract will be judged, or agreement, or application, or form on its face. They're written by lawyers. If you sign without restricting your signature, and we did a show on that, you may be agreeing to conditions that aren't even being exposed. And one of the conditions that's not being exposed is all their laws and statutes are written for dead legal fiction persons. So, Bill, if you're going to do all that, and a lot of people do, the very least of what they should do is restrict their signature by putting without prejudice above their name. Boy, that was a moment.
Exactly. You're correct on that. But what you would need to do is exit the system first, and then from that point on, you need to sign it in that manner.
Okay.
In other words, you have basically since the age of 18, you have elected. You would need to have a revocation of election. You have elected to become a U.S. citizen as a citizen of the U.S. and its territories. So
right.
you would need to revocate. In other words, to expatriate yourself from the system, and then from that point on, you will need to sign it as you have just described, all your contracts that will
okay.
not bind you to that any longer.
Okay, but you can do that. We talked about that on another show. You might have missed that show. If you go to the anticorruptionsociety.com website, there's a list of tabs at the top. One of them is Notice of Condition Precedent. Okay, and this is how you put on the record that you're not a U.S. citizen. Okay, the instructions are really clear. You have to cancel your voter registration, and then you have to put out a notice. The UCC recognizes notices, and read that article called Notice of Condition Precedent. This actually amends contracts you've already signed. You don't have to exit the whole system. What you have to do is declare yourself to be a living man, because the system isn't created for living men. Okay? Now, exiting the system completely is darn near impossible because of the money system. And Ronald McDonald has talked about that, the toxic currency. Some of how we get entrapped is they've got us entrapped into this debt-based money system. Now, when people try to create new money systems, they generally run into all kinds of trouble. But that would solve the problem if we got rid of the fiat currency and we had a legitimate government that took control of the money and made having money the ability to utilize the currency as a right for all Americans, not a privilege. Right now, they control the money system, but it shouldn't be that way. We should all, money should be created just for our use. So we can exchange, right?
Yes. With your system, what would you term your position at that point? Would you classify yourself as a state citizen or an American national, or how would you be classified rather than just, because we have 50 states, and you would be, you would have a domicile in one of the 50 states. So what would you classify yourself as?
Okay, this is my answer to that question, and I hope everybody's listening, because there's no answer to that question. Who is defining what an American national is? Who makes that definition? Who's defining what a state national is or a state citizen? If anyone says, okay, you're not a United States citizen to me, I would, what are you? And my answer would be, what are my choices? Okay? The reason is that there's different definitions for all those statuses. And if you're in a courtroom, you probably don't know how the judge would define what you're saying. So you have to ask, what are my choices? I need definitions of the alternatives. And guess what? They'll never give them to you. So all you have to do is just be, not be one of theirs. That's all you have to do. Declare yourself alive. I am a living man, flesh and blood man, and none of this corporate crap is written for living flesh and blood men. And I am choosing my political character, and that is, I am not a U.S. citizen. That is what the condition precedent is about. Choosing both your political and your legal characters and putting it in writing and making it known to the world that this represents you.
Well, how would that affect you as far as federal or state tax? Are you still in the system as far as that goes, or does that exclude you from that with your type of replication?
Now, it depends on if you want to take on that battle. In other words, once you get this notice cured and it comes back to you, you don't have to do anything with it. You can just leave it sit in your drawer, knowing that you've got it there, and continue to sign everything without prejudice. Now, when you decide which battle you want to take on, that would depend on how you would use it. Okay, some people would say, I'm not up to fighting the IRS. It's too long. It's too complex. It's too costly. Some people would say, I'm not up to fighting over having a driver's license. It's too easy to get one. I'm going to pick a different fight. That's up to you. But if you've got the document and you start restricting your signature, you are opening yourself up for possibilities that you don't currently have. Because the presumption is there every time you sign your name that you are signing as a person, on behalf of the person.
Yes. One more question. As far as you said, rescind the your voter's registration, would you rescind your driver's license registration as well?
That's up to you. The thing about the driver's license, there's a big difference. The big thing about voter's registration, okay, there's no punishment for not being a voter. That's all voluntary. All voluntary. Okay? Nobody's going to arrest you for not being a voter. That makes it very special, because once you volunteer to become a voter, you are actually, without coercion, volunteering to be a United States citizen. Now, when you move into the driver's license, because the statutes have been set up to punish you, that you are actually being coerced into getting a driver's license. So the way I handled that is when I renewed my license, I signed it without prejudice above my name. In my case, I am married and my husband was not remotely interested in driving our cars without having insurance, and it was easier for me to make him happy and just restrict my signature.
I see.
See how everybody's situation will be different, right? If you're a truck driver, your company, and you work for a company, they won't allow you to drive their trucks if you don't have a license.
Yes, it seems most of our structures are revolving around a corporate system now, which is that either it's
state,
federal, and even the businesses are around a corporate structure.
Yes, absolutely. You've seen the same thing I've seen. They talk like corporate employees. Their paperwork looks like corporations. They all use public relations people. When they give their mission statements, it's all this flowery corporate garbage. They're all walking, talking corporate structures now. If you see the movie The Corporation, the documentary, it's free online, there is a segment in there where these corporations are at a meeting with representatives from governments, and they're all kind of laughing and saying, geez, we all talk alike now. We use the same language, and they do. They've all been corporatized.
Well, thank you for the answer. That's all I wanted to ask you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Bill.
Bye.
Okay, we probably won't have time for another caller. We've got just a few minutes left. I wanted to say a word about the process of completing your notice of condition precedent. The lovely woman who's been processing this paperwork is ill, and she's hopefully going to recover in the near future, but she's not able to complete the process the way we originally had set it up. So you will notice on that site you will be sending your request to a different location. I think I've changed all the instructions to make it easy for you. And if you haven't read that page, Notice of Condition Precedent, I strongly recommend you do. It's like no risk. You're just complying with an executive order of Bill Clinton called federalism, where he invited the people and to define their political, moral, and legal characters. You are not a revolutionary because it is coming from the executive branch, this offer. Therefore, doing this process has so little risk, it's ridiculous. Because on the paperwork right there, we cite that executive order and we say, based on that, I am making the following choice. So now you've got it, but you do have to remember to restrict your signature, and you have to understand how important that is. Because the presumption is, if you don't restrict your signature, anything that they presume, and they're going to presume that you are signing for that legal fiction person, that you're not objecting to that, and you're not going to argue it later because you signed it without any reservations. So this is important, people. I know others want you to file UCC paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. I think this is the least risky and the easiest way to define who you are and who you are not, and use it at your choice, your convenience, so you can still keep your Social Security check. And that is important to a lot of people. Well, thank the callers for calling in. Thank you, guys. We have at the end of every show an imaging prayer, and it actually works. This is absolutely so important, and it's so easy to do, and it's actually enjoyable to do, to spend time hopefully several times a week, sitting quietly, closing your eyes, and imaging in your head, image, picture a beautiful forest or whatever you call beautiful nature, and beautiful women, men, and children. And I didn't mean they have to be attractive. I mean all women, men, and children are beautiful. Enjoying the world, this beautiful world that we live in. Image that as our future over and over, because that's what we want and that's what we deserve. And thanks for listening, folks, and I'll be back next week.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.